Hi, I'm Christopher Nudo, and this is Your Life and Legacy, where faith, finances, and personal values come together to shape the shape and impact the world we leave behind. Today, I'm joined by Christopher Bennett for a conversation about what it really means to live with intention, lead with conviction, and build a legacy that outlives the moment. I want to begin at the foundation, because before legacy shows up in documents, plans, or assets, it shows up in priorities, habits, and in the decisions we make when no one's watching. First of all, Chris, thank you so much for joining us today. I want to open our discussion by defining legacy in human terms, not just financial terms. I want the audience to feel that this is an episode about the life behind the plan, just not the plan itself. So, first question to you is, when you hear the word legacy, what do you think people understand most about that?
Chris, thank you for having me. I appreciate being here. And for me, when I think the word legacy, it's kind of in two separate arenas. First is, you know, financial, money, assets. That's part of the legacy, but also reputation and the person that I am or that someone else is their legacy. How they live their life, what they gave, how they presented themselves in public and in private, their beliefs. It's all encompassing, not just the financial, but also the person and the legacy that they leave, their reputation.
For our viewers, share a little bit about what your life and what's led you up to the successes you're having today.
So I grew up in New Jersey to a single mother and, you know, lived in the inner city for the beginning of my life and then moved to Florida due to medical reasons of my mother, who was ill. She suffered from lupus, and the cold winters up north were very difficult for her. So came to Florida to have a better life. You know, we were renters in New Jersey. My mother bought her first home in Florida, and we came here. And that's where I began my life. And it was sports in the beginning. I was a varsity athlete, multi-sports, and I wanted my career to be centered around sports at the time. And I went to college at St. Leo University and got a degree in sport management with a minor in business administration and accounting. And throughout my time in college, I was experiencing a lot of different things. I was in a fraternity. I was living the college life. It was a wonderful experience. I learned a lot. And then I got out into the real world and had my first child when I was 21 years old and wanted to work again in the sporting industry. But I found that the income level for someone starting out, I wasn't going to be making Jerry Maguire income. You know, it was a long road, and it would take a lot to get to the income level that I needed to be at in order to support myself and my family. And I moved back home after college and, you know, my master's degree, and I started a doctorate of sport management as well. And I came home to raise my family and was looking for different career paths. And I found a tax resolution firm here in Vero Beach, Florida. And I started as a cold caller, just calling individuals that had tax liens filed against them and trying to get them help. And That was 25 years ago. And I've worked in many different capacities in the tax resolution field, initial consultant, associate. I was in charge of marketing, revenue generation. And in 2020, I opened my own firm. I didn't like the way other firms in the industry were operating. And I felt the need to provide high quality service, develop the relationships that I've had in the last 25 years in, you know, with the IRS and with the state governments. And I've utilized that to grow my firm. And we now have 3 locations in the state of Florida, which is kind of odd because I've named the company Nashville Tax Solutions. I'm just a big fan of the city of Nashville. That's my favorite place to vacation and spend my free time. And I loved it so much, I named my company after it. So that's a question I get often. You're located in Florida and West Palm Beach and Fort Pierce. Why Nashville Tax Solutions? I just love the city. It's a wonderful place. And, you know, that's why I've chosen to name the company after that. And that's where I am today. And my team, I have over 25 employees now. We've been successful. We've saved millions of dollars for thousands of clients. And, you know, that's where I am today. And that's what I'm truly grateful for. I have a wonderful and beautiful wife, 3 wonderful children today. And I'm building my legacy one day at a time.
So I'm sure that your story, very impactful about your single mom getting sick, moving down to Florida, your career path in sports, and I love the Jerry Maguire analogy. So share for our audience where you think your personal story really impacts how you take care of clients who are coming to you with IRS and other tax problems, and how that legacy that your mom built and that strong family bond really impacts what you pour into your clientele today at Nashville Tax Solutions.
Definitely. So, and I wouldn't say coincidentally, but, you know, when in the early days of the company was when my mother actually passed away. And my mother struggled financially for my entire life. She did put me through college, paid for it all, but she struggled. And that struggle that I saw, that I lived through, is one of the driving forces of our company today. My clients are struggling with the largest financial burden they've ever experienced. The IRS is the largest collection agency in the world and the most aggressive. And us being the liaison, the advocates for our clients, is what drives me. You know, my family is my why, even today. And that experience that I've lived through and the experiences that I hear every day on the phone, there's always something that happened. People don't wake up one morning typically and say, I don't want to pay my taxes. I don't want to contribute to the government of the country that I live in. No, it's a catastrophic event. I was talking to a client today about a farm accident. You know, something came through the windshield of a tractor and crushed his skull. And that's what led to his inability to pay his tax burden. And that was 17 years ago, and he's still dealing with that. So for me, my experience, my upbringing, seeing the sacrifices that my mother made for me to succeed, drives me, helps me to be there for my clients and get the best possible resolution in their situation.
That's excellent. And, you know, so many of us are directed in our path in life. And we always talk about that thin thread of life that holds all of us together, that story, that experience as a child that later in life impacts a decision you make. But also in your line of work, you get to hear the tragedies that have led up to the opportunity for you to really make a difference. We have 1 minute left in this segment, Chris. Tell us where, you know, you feel the work you're doing is really impacting families for tomorrow.
So we provide hope. There is a way out. They don't have to continue to make the same choices that led them into this situation. And that's one of the most important things that we do here, not only fix the past, but give them the opportunity to make changes in their lives that are going to provide financial fulfillment. They don't have to worry about the black cloud that's hanging over them. There is hope for the future. There is a way to do this a different way than the way they have been. And they don't have to overpay their taxes. They have to live up to their obligations, but we show them the way to fix this problem and stay fixed. They don't have to be on the hamster wheel of continually adding to their financial stress. We provide relief. That's what's important to us.
And those families are probably very, very, very grateful. Listen, I want to close this segment by reminding our viewers that legacy is not something that we leave at the very end. It's something that we build in real time along the way that we live. Stay tuned while Chris and I really dig into the family unit values and how fixing the problems of today will make things better for the family in the future. Stay tuned. Welcome back to Your Life and Legacy. Stay connected to this show and every Now Media TV favorite, live or on demand, anytime you like. Download the free Now Media TV app on Roku or iOS and unlock nonstop bilingual programming in English and Spanish. You on the move? Catch the podcast version at nowmedia.tv. Hey, welcome back to Your Life and Legacy. I'm here with Christopher Bennett. And we're looking at how financial choices today can either create confusion tomorrow or create clarity for the people we love most. I'll move into stewardship, long-term thinking, and the practical importance of making wise decisions now instead of leaving a burden for later. So, Chris, you know, what financial decisions tend to have the biggest long-term ripple effect on the families that you're helping?
When I think of stewardship and the decisions that families make, it's the belief that their finances or their assets are their own. I believe that everything that I have is God's. God's money, God's assets, and I'm merely the steward. And thinking of it as being a manager of those finances and assets is completely different than thinking it's all mine. Everything that I have is for me. No, God has blessed me with these assets and with this financial success, and that allows me to be blessings to other people. And I think when there's a difference in that thought process, that can create a lot of negative effects when you're not flowing your assets forward and using it to better society.
Excellent. And I love the fact that you brought up the faith aspect because, you know, in stewardship, the picture of that is usually an open hand. And, you know, when we have a closed hand, we're holding it for ourselves, much like you just described. And the open hand is saying, Lord, it's all yours, not mine. And do with it as you choose. I love the fact that you're counseling your clients to have that open hand. Tell me, I mean, I'm sure you see both sides of this. Tell me the experience you have and the joy that's found when they do recognize that it's just theirs to steward, it's not theirs.
Just that spirit of giving is so important. Because the individuals that I'm working with have been through financial crisis and they feel like they don't have the ability to be present and give to others. And when I show them looking at either a financial statement or their bank statements and say, yes, you do have enough to pass on to your fellow man. And even if it's not financially, it's your time, your talent. And people begin to see when they contribute to society, the gifts that it gives them. And I'm grateful to be a part of that and to give them the suggestions and show them in real time that, yes, you do have the ability. You do have something to provide and improve humanity with. And when I see that come to fruition and the joy in their not in their faces, mostly on the phone, but you hear it in their voices that they know that they can contribute and be part of a positive society. It's just a wonderful feeling for both of us.
Just this segment alone has been a blessing for me so far. And I love the approach you're taking with helping people see that their faith is such a cornerstone of everything in their life and tying that back to their finances and stewardship. So I'm sure, where do most people often confuse financial activity with financial wisdom?
For me, what I see financial activity is they're got too many irons in the fire. They're always trying a get rich quick scheme, the next, you know, crypto fad, I'm going to buy the next coin that's, you know, going to blow up. And I unfortunately deal with a lot of people that have been scammed out of millions of dollars in romance scams or crypto scams or other situations where they've liquidated their life savings and now have nothing but a tax bill. And that it's just devastating for them. And financial wisdom is the tortoise and the hare. The tortoise always wins. Slow and steady. Make, you know, conscious effort to contribute on a regular basis to either retirement, brokerage accounts, the things that are solid, that are going to grow. You're not going to make $1 million next week, but you're going to have those funds. And that's another thing that I try to impart on my clients, that the next scheme and just throwing money at the next business, it isn't always the best choice to make. But slow and steady, you know, utilizing your income to your benefit is the best practice financially. And it's not activity. It's just being conscious about making everyday decisions that are getting you to where you want to be financially.
So that leads perfectly into my next question, which is how can a family begin to really create order if things, you know, feel like there's chaos?
You know, it sounds simple, but it's the budget. You know, one of the most important things that we do here is financial analysis of our clients' current situations. You know, what the money they have coming in, the money they got going out, what they have left over. And that is such an important thing, not knowing where your money is going, allowing your money to work for you, choosing where to utilize it, where you can cut back on, whether it's a streaming service, eating out, something like that, it is so important. That's the best way to gain control is to work as a family unit, develop a budget that you can live with, and satisfy your financial obligations. And it's not always everything that you want to do. You may not be able to afford a vacation this month, but if you save up for 2 or 3 months, you can have the cash to do that and satisfy and maintain your financial obligations. And I think that's one of the most important things, is having a budget that works for you and your family.
Fantastic. Now, you're a faith-driven individual and grounded, I'm assuming, Christian beliefs. And so when you start talking to individuals, how can you impart the Holy Spirit on them to really embrace that everything you're going to be working on at the end of the day is much bigger than them, and they're just a part of the process. But by them participating in part of the process, you're going to get all of their being, whether it would be family, spiritual, personal, in a much better place. You know, I think your story on how you help people that way, our viewers would really appreciate.
Definitely. So it is important. And I'm a Catholic and a Christian. And it is important that, you know, a lot of people bring up to me, should I pay my taxes? You know, that's something that's biblical. Yeah, give unto Caesar what is Caesar's and give unto God what is God's. And that's something that I do present to my clients and let them know that when you have your financial house in order, it can allow you to grow spiritually, to contribute, as I said. And that is, it's so important, because when you're in a financial crisis, when you know you've got letters coming in, phone calls coming in from creditors, from the IRS, threatening to seize your assets, to take your income, really, you don't have the opportunity to think about anything else. That is all you can concentrate on. But that's not God's plan for you. You know, God wants you to succeed. He wants you to live in positivity. And when you're focused away from that, you know, whether you've made money an idol or you know, have just become comfortable with mediocrity, I'm never going to have anything. I'm destined to live in poverty. That's not the truth. You know, God has wonderful things in store for you. And when you get everything in order, everything moving in the right direction, the Holy Spirit will do amazing things in your life. You have to show up. You have to do the work. But God's there. God's there to help you. And anytime that I can instill that into my clients, that there is a higher power that loves you, that wants what's best for you, but you have to do the work. It's not something that's just going to take care of itself. God is there for you, but you have to come.
That's such an awesome answer. And I believe God is even going to move through all you just said there to bring a positive result for our viewers that are blessed by the opportunity for you to be here today, Chris. I'm going to transition by emphasizing that good stewardship is not about having all the answers at once. It's about choosing clarity before crisis. Stay tuned as Chris and I unpack so many more valuable nuggets about stewardship and tax solutions. Hi, I'm back with Christopher Bennett, and now I want to go deeper into one of the hardest parts of legacy, the conversations families know they need to have, but often keep postponing them. I want to bring the emotional tension forward here. Communication, responsibility, conflict prevention, and the courage it takes to speak clearly before life forces the issue. Chris, thanks for being on the show today. Listen, I want to just ask, you know, when people have debt to the IRS and it's been looming for years and there's lots of scary letters and phone calls coming and people are married, I mean, I'm sure you run into situations where there's tension in the family. Maybe the wife doesn't know, or maybe the husband doesn't know. And you have to step in and really have difficult conversations and bring things to light. Share with our viewers today just your role in trying to help in those difficult situations.
Definitely. I like to provide clarity to all parties and let my clients know that we have their back. We're here for them. They've gotten into a situation that is horrible. It's, again, catastrophic, but they have representation. They've made a choice to better their lives and to foster an open and honest relationship with us as their representation and within their families. And I've often fostered conversations between either a husband and a wife or a mother and a child that they don't like to talk about this thing. You know, religion, politics, money, not dining room table conversations. But being a mediator, being involved and presenting a solution is where I feel that our company has one of the best positions available, that we can introduce faith and provide hope for families in crisis. And it's all about communication, our communication with our clients and the communication within their family unit. Just being honest, telling them what's going on. And there are hard conversations. You know, maybe you're not going to walk away completely from the debt. You are going to have to pay something back, but it's not going to be the entire liability. And we're going to be able to structure it so that you can afford to live and continue to thrive in your situation and get this behind you. So I really think communication is the most important. And I love being involved in that.
What are some of the tools that you use to, you know, get people to really start talking about the tough subjects? You know, I can imagine they come to you and they're like, you know, Chris, the IRS says I owe them all this money, you know, and, you know, I'm sure there's always, like you said, you know, a backstory. And that backstory usually is founded in some tragic circumstance. But I'm sure there's other situations where people just decided not to render unto Caesar what was Caesar's. How do you really, what tools do you use to get the conversation going, to get it on track, to get people to really own what's theirs to take care of?
So it's empathy. It's understanding. Again, I've been doing this for 25 years. I've heard every story, every possibility. You know, taxes are illegal, or, you know, I had one guy tell me I have no capital letters in my name, therefore I don't owe any taxes. So it's a matter of understanding and presenting facts that this is the situation as the IRS sees it, which is in contrast to the situation as you see it. So what do we do to bridge the gap to what's actually going on, what actually happened? And I draw on even the transcripts from the IRS, looking at, hey, these are the numbers. This isn't an emotional, this isn't the IRS doesn't like me, so they, you know, chose to pick on me. Bring it back to the facts of the case. And understanding that, yes, you had a situation that this happened to you because of, and listening with an open mind and an open heart and saying, I understand, I see what's going on in your current situation, and this is how to get past it, how to move on. And that's the most important, when they know that I truly do care about them and what got them into this situation and what we're going to do to fix it.
I love the fact that you led with the perfect answer, and that's empathy. And that's empathy comes with listening. And I find it very comforting. You know, you came from this desire to be in the sports world, which I don't know, I would say from a spectator standpoint is missing that empathy and that listening skill. And God took you on a journey to tax solutions, where really having a heart for the person and feeling their pain and walking in their shoes down the road makes such a difference. Tell us about that transition in your life. And, you know, obviously God never gets it wrong. So tell us just how this has impacted your life, and as it impacts yours, how it impacts your clients.
Definitely. Yeah. I'm still a huge sports fan. You know, I love to go to sporting events, and I love to watch and follow statistical analysis, things of that nature. And I do enjoy that, but it doesn't give me the same interaction that I have with my clients. You know, yes, a sporting event is a distraction for a finite period of time, and it's a very enjoyable event, very positive. But what I'm doing now is truly changing people's lives. I'm taking the biggest burden that they have in their lives off of their shoulders. I'm becoming their advocate, becoming their representative. And it's such a difference. You know, at times it's very hard, you know, because tragedies and events continue to happen even after they become clients. You know, our clients pass away, and I have to deal with the families that either didn't know about their tax liabilities or didn't know about their financial situation and walk them through that. And I do feel that God has put me in this place to be present for others, to contribute and to provide a shoulder to cry on at times, and, you know, arms and legs to stand up for people, to help them get back on their feet and to make positive contributions to their lives and to the lives of those around them. So it is a big change from where I thought my life was going to go. You know, when I was in high school, I was a bat boy for the Los Angeles Dodgers and just wanted to stay in that arena. And today I've made a lot of choices to gain an education, to become an enrolled agent, a federally licensed tax expert. And I can do so much more in the lives of my clients than even a Super Bowl, which is a wonderful event, can do for the people that I'm working with today.
Wonderful. That's great. So I'm sure that some of our viewers are like, gosh, this couldn't have been better timing. The fact that, you know, Christopher, you're on our show and you're sharing just how you can build these relationships, have such care, and at the end of the day, relieve the people of this monkey that's on their back, this burden that they're carrying, this tax obligation that is looming over them. So for those people who want to get a hold of you, what is the easiest way to get a hold of you and learn more about Nashville Tax Solutions?
So the easiest way is by phone, 1-855-NASH-TAX. You can also email us info@NashvilleTaxSolutions.com or go to our website, NashvilleTaxSolutions.com. those are the easiest ways to get in contact with us. And we'll have a consultant go through your situation with you. It's a free consultation. Just go over what's going on and how we can help.
That's great. I can see many people asking that question and reaching out, because it is such a sensitive topic, and to know that you're lending an ear to hear and not judging them for the unfortunate life events that came their way, but rather hearing them, having that empathy that it comes through you so loud and clear, Chris. It is it's heartwarming. So I'm going to close by framing communication as an act of care, because Chris does it so well, and I'm sure Nashville Tax Solutions does it every single day. You know, one of the most loving things one can do is reduce confusion for people when they are left behind. And so we're going to go into our next segment really talking about how clearing up things for today will leave a positive view for people in the future. Stay tuned. Welcome back to Your Life and Legacy. Stay connected to this show and every Now Media TV favorite, live or on demand, anytime you like. Just download the free Now Media TV app on Roku or iOS and unlock nonstop bilingual programming in English and Spanish. Hey, you on the move? Who isn't these days? Catch the podcast version at nowmedia.tv. Listen. As we wrap up with Christopher Bennett and Nashville Tax Solutions, I want to bring the conversation back to the big picture, because legacy is not only about what I pass down financially, but what I model spiritually, relationally, and ethically. And Chris, I think the first three segments, we've really done a fine job of tagging each one of those things. But let's end with meaning, purpose, and how to align faith, decisions, and personal responsibility into a life that leaves more than, hey, just possessions behind. Because let's be honest, nobody's all that interested in our Apple Watches and smartphones. So, Chris, what does it look like to build a legacy that reflects both convictions and compassion?
So for me, it's integrity. Doing what I say, saying what I'm going to do, and living up to my words. It's the most important part of legacy for me is having integrity and having honesty with the way I communicate and making decisions today that are going to impact not only my family, my business, but my community. I want to leave a reputation of positivity. People are happier having interacted with me. People's lives have changed because of the wisdom and the insight that I provided for them and their situation. I think my reputation is the most important part of my legacy.
That's a great answer. I love that. And I love the fact that you led with integrity and making your yes be yes and your no be no. So how do faith and personal values shape wiser long-term decisions?
Again, when I believe that I'm a steward of God's assets, of God's financial well-being, that forms my choices on a daily basis. That's how I'm going to manage what God has blessed me with. And my faith tells me that I do have a higher power that loves me, and that I want to give to everyone that I interact with in a positive manner. So knowing that I've got God behind me and anything is possible, I can give that to others, give them that belief that God loves you too. And the choices that you make today are going to impact not only your life and your family, but those around you. That anything is possible through Him, and having that to rely on is just a wonderful feeling. And the more people that I can share that with and instill that belief in them, it's just going to make a wonderful impact on our society today.
That's great. And I mean, when we started this segment, you know, shared, I believe that you had your first child at age 21. And, you know, so today you have a young adult at home. And how is your action and how you are taking care of things? Where do you see that real impact on your own family?
It's huge. And, you know, my son had a near drowning incident when he was 2 years old, and he's had lifelong difficulties as a result of that. And it's been a struggle to raise him and to help him with his developmental delays and the things that he's experienced. And I also have a 2-year-old daughter and a 4-year-old son at home. You know, there's been a lot of changes in my life, and I'm so grateful that all of my children and all of my family get to see me having success today, you know, contributing to their lives. And they see that Dad goes to work every day. You know, he puts in the effort. We have a wonderful life. It's truly amazing beyond belief. And that didn't just happen. It's sacrifices. You know, when I'm at work today because I can't pick my son up from school because I have appointments with clients, they see that. They see that, you know, their mother is working in law enforcement and making sacrifices on a daily basis. I like to also say that I'm a farmer's husband. My wife takes care of the farm all day when she's not working in law enforcement. And so I try to instill that work ethic and to let them know that, you know, everything that we have, we've earned. This wasn't given to us. We have to have that work ethic and contribute and help people. That's the only way that we can continue to live the lives that now we've become accustomed to. And I really try to instill that in my children as well. That yes, we are successful. God has blessed us considerably. And it's our responsibility to handle the blessings that we've received well and to pass on those blessings to others so that we can continue to live the lives that we've become accustomed to today.
Yes. And when, you know, the Lord says to much is given, much is expected. And Chris, it sounds like you are living a living testimony to you've been given much and you are doing much with it. So many crowns to you for that. You know, for those people who are watching this and saying, yeah, I am not a Christopher Bennett. Matter of fact, I'm the furthest thing from it. You know, the people who are kind of late to the conversation and feeling ashamed for where they're at. What could you urge them to do today to really start to, you know, take a different view of their circumstances at the moment?
I believe faith is a huge part of everything that I've experienced. You know, my faith journey has led me to a lot of success. So my first suggestion would be to find a higher power, find something that you can believe in, and get your life under control, whether it's financially, through a budget, through communicating with people in recovery, or your mental health is so important. And find something, find your why, find what is going to light your fire, that is going to give you a reason to get up out of bed every morning and to find happiness and not hurt others. You know, and I think if individuals have faith in their life, a belief in a higher power, that's where it really starts. And love yourself. That's so important today that I don't see it very much in society. You know, everyone is so critical of who they are or, you know, the past decisions that they have made. Your life doesn't have to be defined by the decisions you made yesterday. You can make positive decisions today that are going to leave a legacy and leave an impact on the future. And you can make positive and healthy choices today and bring that light in your life. Find that fire inside of you that you can spread throughout the world. I think that's what's really important. And that's where to start. Start with a higher power. Start with loving yourself. And then go help somebody else.
Well said. And along that same thread that you're on, Chris, you know, what really separates, you know, somebody who says they had a successful life than somebody who says, yeah, but I had a significant.
It's all perception. It's all about perception. You know, I can define success by the zeros in my bank account, or I can define success by the smile on my child's face. It's all about perception. And significance for me is family and the lives that I've changed. That's significant to me. To knowing that I have a lasting positive impact on the world, on my family, that's significant. Yes, I'm successful. Yes, we have a growing business that's helping a lot of people. But the most important thing to me is my family and my faith community, recovery community. Everything that I do on a daily basis is to put positivity into the world. There's just so much negativity, so much hate and corruption and divisiveness. I don't want to be a part of that. I want to have a significant impact on the lives of those that I have the ability to impact, whether it's my clients, my family, my faith community. That's for me the difference, is how you measure success and your perception of that.
Yeah. And Chris, it's apparent to me that your light is shining brightly and you've put that light out for the rest of the world to see. To our audience, I'm Christopher Nudo, and this has been Your Life and Legacy. Many, many, many thanks to Christopher Bennett for helping me explore what it means to live life intentionally and lead responsibly and build a legacy that serves the people long after you're gone. We look forward to a next exciting episode of Your Life and Legacy. We'll see you next time.